97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
All right. Good morning to you. It is Tuesday. It is throwdown day. It's knockdown day. It is debate morning, and we're pumped up here. I cannot wait to watch what's going to happen on that stage tonight on ABC News with the biased commentators and Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. It's going to be something. Don't you think, Kim?
Dave, what did you hear on the Gordon Deal show this morning as we were driving in? They were talking about how, for debate prep, Kamala's been debating someone in her campaign, an advisor or something, and that person even dressed up as Donald Trump.
Well, it just shows you how much Donald Trump occupies real estate in their brain. Like, you can't have somebody standing at you pretending to be Donald Trump without wearing a wig. I mean, honestly, what's the reality factor there? There's not. And I think it just shows that he owns space in their brain.
I guess that's going to help her, is seeing somebody with that hairstyle, and maybe they wore a suit.
I don't know.
Maybe they had his accent.
What if they announced that Trump was debating against, practicing the debate, which he didn't, by the way, against, you know, a woman dressed in a pantsuit? I mean, I just don't know. He wouldn't do that. What does it have to do with anything?
This is going to be very interesting, but I know you've said this for past debates. You've said to me, you know, Kim, you're setting the bar too low, because
yes,
if he or she, and I guess we were talking about this last, it was Biden, if they exceed any expectations, that could be chalked up as a win. I do think that she's probably going to do a little bit better than some people might expect. However, I also believe we are going to see the Kamala Harris that we tend to see in other interviews, which is where she starts at point A and she's trying to go to point B, but somehow she ends up at like point R. Like, it's just all over the place and talking about, I hope Venn diagrams comes up. I hope school buses. I hope we're unburdened by what has been.
She'll be practiced to avoid those specific words. They will have gone over that with her again and again and again. Whatever you say, don't use the word unburdened by what has been, because the Republicans make fun of you for it. You know, she's been coached on this for 2 weeks now.
Maybe they have like a little zapper, and every time she's like, and we've been unburdened. I'm sorry, let me try that again. We've been unburdened, but Kamala, don't make us do it again.
Oh, my goodness. Remember how they were supposedly cheating in the World Chess Hall of Fame over here? I'm not going to go there because...
No, please go there. What are you talking about?
I'll go back and read it.
I do not recall this.
Oh, there were allegations that the guy was getting electrical stimulation to enforce or warn him not to make certain moves. I don't know if there's any truth to it. Those were part of the allegations at the time.
Maybe that's the advisor that Kamala Harris is working with. She has a little buzzer and she starts to make a comment tonight on the debate stage.
I really hope not, based on the news stories at the time describing where that electrical stimulus was happening. So I just hope that's not the case.
Why would you need to put it there?
I'm just saying.
Hide it other places.
That was the story. The guy denied it, but that was the story at the time. So we'll see. Maybe we're all going to need a zapper tonight to keep us awake. Maybe it'll end up being boring. I don't know. But we're going to be carrying it live right here through Fox News Radio. Of course, Kim and I. Ethan, are you coming out tonight?
To be determined. Probably not, though.
Okay. All right. Well, a lot of us from 97.1 are going to be at the debate watch party. It filled up quickly. I warned you about that. If you don't have a ticket, we can't get you in at this point. But because there are capacity issues, like the fire marshal is going to be standing out there counting people as they come into the room. So
pay me $200. You just Venmo me. We'll make it happen.
And so everybody's going to be on the edge of their seats watching that. Now, of course, tomorrow morning, Cam and I will be taking the show live down in Eureka, which, of course, we're going to be bleary-eyed from staying up late to watch this and then having to be down there at O Dark 30 tomorrow morning. So 5 to 9, we're live in Eureka tomorrow, helping the Focus Marine Foundation. That should be a lot of fun. Hopefully people can come out and check it out and get a great breakfast at Chickenelli's.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if you can't, if you weren't able to make it in time to the watch party tonight, that's a perfect opportunity not only to get great food, support a great cause, but then also that we're going to be talking about the debate all morning long.
Yes.
So you're going to be around other people who are probably going to want to talk about it too. I think it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it ought to be a good time for sure. We're going to continue to sort of preview what's going to happen tonight. Lots of people with opinions on this one. What do you think? We'll get to some of that for you coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We've got some more. Heard Kim give away the TSO tickets yesterday. We got some more of those to give away a little later. Todd Pyro, I'm sure, has been focusing on debate prep. Got to talk to Senator John Lamping about this Amendment 3 controversy. Wow. Like, I'm gone for one day, and Friday afternoon, lawsuits are flying, and now they're trying to hold Jay Ashcroft in contempt of court because he has decertified Amendment 3 from the ballot. And I, correct me if I'm wrong, today's the deadline.
Today is absolutely the deadline. They have to have everything set in motion to print off, start printing the ballots to get them ready to go.
So
8:30 is that hearing, by the way, for the Supreme Court.
That's right. 8:30 this morning for the Missouri Supreme Court. I fully expect the Missouri Supreme Court to completely buckle and put this thing back on the ballot. It would be a Hail Mary for this to work at this point. But I'm glad somebody challenged it because somebody needed to.
I see it. We'll have to talk about this more. I see it differently.
All right. So good. And you had the Right to Life people on yesterday, right?
Yeah, Steve Rupp.
Good. Steve was on. All right. We're going to get to all that for you in a minute. Here's a look at some of the top stories. Ethan?
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
In the original people who are still there.
Mm.
No such heart disease.
Wow.
No such high blood pressure. Well, what happened? 400 years of slavery happened.
Kamala Harris believes that anybody that was ever a slave now has heart disease as a result of what their ancestor went through 160 years ago. I don't. Where is she coming from?
In our short term, my short term, our short term. It's going to be a long term for Kamala, I hope. Darcy.
They really need to keep the lid on Joe. Joe's in the twilight these days. Who is running our country? Can I ask that question?
We need to repeal the industry protections, and we need to have a holistic way of addressing this that doesn't address just how does somebody get a gun, but why does somebody feel the need to pick it up?
Yeah, it's a really good day because it's 2A Tuesday on top of everything else. That is the infamous David Hogg out once again pushing for gun registration and gun confiscation.
Well, in a late development today, Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft said he is decertifying that ballot measure after that judge's ruling that that amendment was defective. That may not have much of an impact if tomorrow the Supreme Court rules that the judge's ruling on Friday was invalid and interpreted the law improperly.
Bear in mind, I just want to bear in mind to back up what I said a minute ago. This is the same Supreme Court in Missouri that could not see itself clear to take away the law license of Kim Gardner with the laundry list of ethical violations and just ignorance of the law that Kim Gardner practiced while she was the circuit attorney in the city of St. Louis. The hearing on that got all the way to the Missouri Supreme Court, and they didn't have the intestinal fortitude to slap that lady down and take her law license from her. So that's the same court that will today decide whether or not the multi-million dollar effort by Planned Parenthood gets to stay on the ballot.
I'm just hoping.
No chance they're going to keep that off the ballot. There's just not a chance. And it doesn't matter how sound the argument is that they've clearly violated the Missouri Constitution with the way this thing is written. It is not clear on which laws it would suddenly rescind, and the language says it must be very specific so that you the people know what they're voting on.
Yeah, I guess I'm just hoping that this is more cut and dry. And I think because there's it was so vague that they intentionally phrased it with the words, was it reproductive freedom or reproductive health care? And that is kind of all encompassing. And that's exactly what they want, because that could lead to, as they were saying, gender transition surgery for minors. So I'm just hoping that they would see that there's just too much vagueness, the ambiguity in that. I don't know. I'm really, really hopeful that they're going to see that this is a dangerous path to walk down. That a lot of these people who may have signed that initiative petition had no clue that they were opening the door to all of these other things here in the state of Missouri.
Here is the sad part and the sad truth about the courts in the United States of America. The judges will simply not go there. It's the same reason, I honestly believe this, and I think the facts back me up, that the Supreme Court buckled and created the Roe v. Wade decision in 1973, because they thought it's what society wanted. They completely ignored the law and said, we have to do this because it's a reflection of what society wants. That's what progressive judges do. They're more worried about licking their finger and sticking it up in to see which way the wind is blowing than judging based on the facts. And I really feel they're going to look at this and say, yeah, but 300,000 people signed this petition. We have to keep it on the ballot, ignoring the fact that if it was worded illegally based on what's required currently by the Constitution, it doesn't matter how many people signed it. The people that created it failed.
But they would argue that the people who signed it may not have even really realized what they were signing on to. Because the argument would be, well, if you were asking people, do you support this? Then you're saying, do you support abortion? And potentially, do you support cloning? And do you potentially support gender transition surgery for minors? There wasn't a differentiation between them. And I'm hoping that's going to be the argument. I'm sure you would know this, Mark. Has the makeup of the Missouri Supreme Court at all changed since that Kim Gardner decision?
I maybe by one, but not by much.
Because we do have a...
It hasn't. And it's sad, but I don't think we're going to get any relief from the Missouri Supreme Court today. I think I don't know about the contempt portion of it against Jay Ashcroft. My point is, I don't think they're going to keep this thing off the ballot. I just don't. I would love that if they would, but they've beaten me down over the years with their ridiculous politicization of that process. All right, I can speak this morning. All right, we'll get to a quick break. We'll continue this conversation coming up here in just a minute.
Seven women on my mind. Four that want to own me, two that want to stone me.
Well, Kamala Harris is a politician in the worst sense of the word. For me, if there's anything that I can be helpful with, it really is just sharing the experience that I had with her on that debate stage and the kinds of tactics I think she will try to use to perhaps get under his skin or really to try to deflect away. Her goal is going to be to deflect away from her disastrous record that has caused greater harm to the American mm-hmm. people in so many ways, and then shift to the new story, the new narrative that she wants to make voters believe and hopes that they will forget what she's already done over these last 3.5 years.
Yeah, hopefully that doesn't happen. Obviously, Tulsi Gabbard there, if you didn't recognize her voice already, the last person to successfully debate Kamala Harris. I mean, Mike Pence, I don't even remember. That vice presidential debate was not memorable. Do you even have memories of it?
No.
No. Because she's not a great debater. But again, I suspect tonight she will rise to low expectations. Hopefully Trump can get her rattled. If he's smart, he'll skip the name calling tonight and just focus on the facts. And when they come back to him after one of her long practiced impassioned speeches to not be unburdened by what has been, he'll look at her and say, well, she's lying. And here's what she said in 2020. Why don't you, as the moderators, ask her again why she was in favor of getting rid of gas-burning cars and only wants to go to EVs. Why don't you ask her about gun confiscation, gun buybacks, which she insisted she wants to do? If you're a supporter of the Second Amendment and you like driving your gas-burning car, Kamala Harris wants to take both of those things away from you. That's all he has to do.
Ask her, how are you a new way forward when you've been part of the administration that's been an epic failure for the last 3.5 years?
The debate prep for Trump should not have been hard. He just needs to control his base instinct to go after somebody's throat. He's got to control that tonight, in my opinion. And much alcohol will be consumed watching this tonight. I truly believe that. It's going to be fun. Should be something to look forward to. Coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a Whim in just a minute. Next hour, we will give away a few TSO tickets. One show this year. Of course, it's going to be a good one. We'll have all those details for you in the 6 a.m. hour. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. And now, more sweet intro music. Kim on a Whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
Have you seen the viral pictures and even a video that shows how supposedly some Haitian immigrants are abducting people's pets in Ohio and eating them? Have you heard about this?
I only heard about it secondarily with people joking about Haitians. Somebody sent me a video, a clip of that Hitler movie where they put in the subtitles, and it's about Haitian immigrants eating cats. And that's the only reason I know about this story.
So J.D. Vance actually posted about it on Twitter. Charlie Kirk, Elon Musk. I mean, some big names have been talking about this. And of course, they're blaming Kamala Harris because they're saying that she made it very easy for them to be here. And there's a one video in particular that I saw that I want to play for you that is supposedly some woman who killed a cat and then ate it.
What did you do? Why'd you kill the cat? Smile for me.
That's police, by the way.
Smile at you. Go like this. Did you eat that cat? Did you eat it? No, why'd you kill it? Did you guys see all this?
No, we pulled up and she was just laying there with it.
Did you see her eating it?
Eating it.
She was eating it?
Yeah, she was.
You call the Humane Society, see if they'll come pick this cat up. It's deceased.
That's just weird. Full disclaimer, it's not clear if that's actually a Haitian woman, but it's a 27-year-old woman who's now charged with injuring animals because she supposedly stomped on the cat's head to kill it and then ate it right in the middle of a residential area in Ohio. Springfield, Ohio is where they're saying this is all happening. So now they're warning people, beware of your pets being abducted. But then the Springfield Police Department comes out yesterday morning and says, no, we've had no reports related to pets being stolen and eaten. But then there's another viral picture of a guy carrying what looks like a full goose. It's down the middle of the road.
It's a hoax.
Is that a fake
all of the
goose?
Media's jumping on J.D. Vance claiming this is a hoax,
right?
And it's a conspiracy theory. And I'd love to hear Vance explain it.
I hope it comes up tonight. Debate. I mean,
I
don't know. Is this a thing? I mean,
if they were Venezuelans, I might believe it because they have to hunt at their zoo because of price controls.
I don't know.
And
I don't know how things go down in Haiti. I wouldn't be surprised if this was totally normal.
Hmm.
But it is funny. I mean, this one seems far out there. But I will say all the crazy ideas, the conspiracy theories that we've been accused of having, like give it 6 weeks, maybe a little bit longer. And somehow it's what is true, the true thing. You know what I mean?
It's been amplified by J.D. Vance.
They're spreading wild conspiracy theories people are abducting pets.
It's going to cause violence against Haitian refugees by the people at PETA, who generally support left-wing causes, are now going to attack Haitians. Did you know that?
Right, because you're going to see a Haitian, I guess, And you're going to want to
pick them out of a crowd.
I was going to say, how are you even going to differentiate that first and foremost?
I don't know.
But if somehow you had special radar to figure out who a Haitian was walking down the road, are you going to, what, bring your cat or dog inside? Or maybe your pet goose, since apparently they're targeting geese, too? This is just a funny story. I don't know. I had to share this one because it's just odd. Again, the video I played, we don't know if she's Haitian, but whether she's Haitian or not, why did she supposedly stomp on the cat's head and eat it?
Well, it's a good question. And normally the focus would be on the cruelty to the animal and not what J.D. Vance said. J.D. Vance said months ago, I raised the issue of Haitian illegal immigrants draining social services and generally causing chaos. Reports now show people have had their pets abducted and eaten by people who shouldn't be in this country. Where is our border czar? Was his point.
Right. He said how Kamala Harris, the Biden administration, extended temporary protected status to over 100,000 Haitian migrants.
Besides, he said animals. He did not specifically say a cat in that post that I saw. So I'm anxious to know why the media is more worried about that instead of the illegal crime problem we have in this area.
Isn't it funny how the narrative changes?
And I'll point out that because I just got back from Ohio, that Springfield, Ohio, is right next to Yellow Springs, Ohio, and it is a liberal bastion is what it is. There's no way that city would ever come out and support anything J.D. Vance said. They're elected officials. So there's no credibility at all to a public official from Springfield saying, we don't have any firm evidence that that's ever happened. Of course, they're going to say that because they don't want to support Vance in any way. Right.
Right.
So why not focus on the real issue?
I need to know if it was actually a guy carrying a goose. Was it a stuffed goose? Did somebody doctor the picture?
And was it a cooked goose?
There's a man walking down the street and they superimposed a goose and a whole goose in his hands. This is just such a weird taken off on social media.
It's weird that you brought this up because Springfield, as I mentioned, is a very liberal community, right? 58,000 people live there. There are an estimated 15,000 illegal aliens or migrants, that as they refer to them, in Ohio's Clark County. The main city has 58,000. 20% of the people are migrants, it says here, that have been brought in. And it's funny that you bring this up this morning because I just found this soundbite from a lady at the Springfield City Council meeting complaining that she could not get services as a taxpaying citizen because when she goes down there, they're too busy dealing with the illegals. Honestly, you can't make this stuff up. I don't know if she knows about the ducks or not, but I wish somebody would have asked her.
And that's what we have done here in the city. We have just brought too many daggone people to come in here and be able to apply for free stuff. And here we are working, paying those taxes every week for what? What? So she can't get any help? So we can't get through the doors of Social Security so I can file for retirement? Doors are too, you know, it's packed up there all the time.
I mean, gosh, it's true that taxpayers are not able to do things they should be able to do because you're right, the city is so bogged down trying to help all the illegals. There was a soundbite that we played yesterday that was from a small town in Alabama. It was a city council meeting where the residents there were voicing concerns about the influx of the illegals who have been coming to their community. And it got so heated that the city council actually shut down the meeting and said, "This, you're basically being racist." They said, "This meeting is over. Everyone needs to get out." And you hear people clapping back at the city council and saying, "This is ridiculous. How can you possibly do this? How can you shut our meeting down right now?" That video has gone viral too, as it should. That's ridiculous. This is coming to St. Louis. This is what our city leaders like Tashara Jones want to do, because we have a declining population.
Yep.
And that's their solution. Not to, I don't know, figure out other ways, like make the area safer, or I don't know, maybe take away the 1% earnings tax that makes people not want to live here, or makes businesses not want to invest here. No, the solution is to bring the immigrants here. They would call them, what is it now?
Migrants.
Newcomers?
Newcomers.
It's the newcomers.
We need the newcomers.
Welcome, newcomers.
This CBS News post, because, you know, again, you got my five-paragraph rule. If you go at the top, it completely dismisses J.D. Vance's claims. And then halfway down, it says, there was a Facebook post in a private Facebook group in Springfield in which a person says that her neighbor's daughter lost her cat, later found it hanging from a branch at a Haitian neighbor's house, according to the Springfield News Sun. There are screenshots of it. It's racked up thousands of views, but because it's in a private Facebook group, CBS News has not been able to independently confirm the authenticity of the post. Mm-hmm. So in other words, it might have happened, but for now, we're just going to call J.D. Vance a liar.
Well, fake or not, this is what people are talking about, including a vice presidential nominee, including Elon Musk, including Charlie Kirk. So a lot of people are talking about it. So I wanted to bring it up because this story is just odd. And if there is any truth to this, I mean, keep your cats inside Springfield, Ohio. If you have any pet geese, keep them inside too.
Thank
I guess
you. Yeah I just got back from Ohio, in fact, and I've got a couple of observations to make for you from my weekend trip for my aunt's 100th birthday party. And what it was great to see my family. It's been a while. A whole bunch of us got together, hadn't seen him in years for this occasion. I'll talk more about that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
The gloves are off. This is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Morning Show, on the air and streaming at 971talk.com.
People who are going to vote Democratic are going to vote Democratic no matter what. They could probably wheeled out Joe Biden and had, you know, lettuce coming out of his head. They'd still vote. We're so entrenched in who we want already. It's really hard to change minds.
True. I got you down as a Trump guy, Dave. Are you? Are you prepared to say who you are? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm voting for Trump. I don't know that I'd call myself a Trump guy. Like, if I thought there was a candidate that was better, I would be open to having that. Like, I didn't vote for him in the I wouldn't have voted for him in the Republican primaries, but I'm voting for him now.
Okay.
Thank you. Dave Portnoy of Barstool Sports, immensely influential, website guy, right? Everybody follows Barstool on Twitter or X. And I mean, he's got millions of followers, and He admitted, look, I don't know if I call myself a Trump guy. I'm voting for Trump, and here's why. That's the point. If you're having this conversation with someone who's like, well, I don't like Donald Trump. Do you like $1.95 gas? Do you like 2% inflation? Do you like your taxes not going up to be given away to all the illegals they're allowing to walk into the country while our homeless veterans sleep on the streets? They're staying in nice hotels and getting cash cards. The difference couldn't be more clear. Look at the policies. You can put up with a few mean tweets. Sticks and stones will break your bones. The words aren't going to hurt you. You're going to be fine. I heard Jimmy Fallon say this the other day, that if he's got a couple of good friends he hangs around with, one of them is pretty liberal. He said, if that guy ran for office, despite the fact that he's my good friend and I like him a lot, I wouldn't vote for him because I don't agree with his policies. So you have to like someone. He said, there could be somebody running against him I didn't necessarily like, but I support the policies. That's what you got to look at. So, of course, I'm in Ohio over the weekend, and
you're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. And now, more sweet intro music. Kim on a whim.
Kim on a Whim is proudly brought to you by Missouri Brush Control. Enjoy your land the way you've always dreamed of. Learn more at MissouriBrushControl.com.
Have you seen the viral pictures and even a video that shows how supposedly some Haitian immigrants are abducting people's pets in Ohio and eating them? Have you heard about this?
I only heard about it secondarily with people joking about Haitians. Somebody sent me a video, a clip of that Hitler movie where they put in the subtitles, and it's about Haitian immigrants eating cats. And that's the only reason I know about this story.
So J.D. Vance actually posted about it on Twitter. Charlie Kirk, Elon Musk. I mean, some big names have been talking about this. And of course, they're blaming Kamala Harris because they're saying that she made it very easy for them to be here. And there's a one video in particular that I saw that I want to play for you that is supposedly some woman who killed a cat and then ate it.
What did you do? Why'd you kill the cat? Smile for me.
That's police, by the way.
Smile at you. Go like this. Did you eat that cat? Did you eat it? No, why'd you kill it? Did you guys see all this?
No, we pulled up and she was just laying there with him.
Did you see her eating it?
Eating it.
She was eating it?
Yeah, she was.
You call the Humane Society to see if they'll come pick this cat up. It's deceased.
That's just weird. Full disclaimer, it's not clear if that's actually a Haitian woman, but it's a 27-year-old woman who's now charged with injuring animals because she supposedly stomped on the cat's head to kill it and then ate it right in the middle of a residential area in Ohio. Springfield, Ohio is where they're saying this is all happening. So now they're warning people, beware of your pets being abducted. But then the Springfield Police Department comes out yesterday morning and says, no, we've had no reports related to pets being stolen and eaten. But then there's another viral picture of a guy carrying what looks like a full goose. The middle of the road.
It's a hoax. Media is jumping on J.D. Vance claiming this is a hoax,
right?
And it's a conspiracy theory. And I'd love to hear Vance explain it.
I hope it comes up tonight in the debate. I mean, I don't know. Is this a thing? I mean,
if they were Venezuelans, I might believe it because they have to hunt at their zoo because of price controls.
I don't know. I don't know how things go down in Haiti. I wouldn't be surprised if this was totally normal. But it is funny. I mean, this one seems far out there. But I will say all the crazy ideas, the conspiracy theories that we've been accused of having, like give it 6 weeks, maybe a little bit longer. And somehow it's what is true, the true thing. You know what I mean?
It's been amplified by J.D. Vance.
They're spreading wild conspiracy theories people are abducting pets.
It's going to cause violence against Haitian refugees by the people at PETA, who generally support left-wing causes, are now going to attack Haitians. Did you know that?
Right, because you're going to see a Haitian, I guess, and you're going to want to
pick them out of a crowd.
I was going to say, how are you even going to differentiate that first and foremost?
I don't know.
But if somehow you had special radar to figure out who a Haitian was walking down the road, are you going to bring your cat or dog inside, or maybe your pet goose, since apparently they're targeting geese too? This is just a funny story. I don't know. I had to share this one because it's just odd. Again, the video I played, we don't know if she's Haitian, but whether she's Haitian or not, why did she supposedly stomp on the cat's head and eat it?
Well, it's a good question. And normally the focus would be on the cruelty to the animal and not what J.D. Vance said. J.D. Vance said months ago, I raised the issue of Haitian illegal immigrants draining social services and generally causing chaos. Reports now show people have had their pets abducted and eaten by people who shouldn't be in this country. Where is our border czar? Was his point.
Right. He said how Kamala Harris, the Biden administration, extended temporary protected status to over 100,000 Haitian migrants.
Besides, he said animals. He did not specifically say a cat in that post that I saw. So I'm anxious to know why the media is more worried about that instead of the illegal crime problem, we have in this area.
Isn't it funny how the narrative changes?
And I'll point out that because I just got back from Ohio, that Springfield, Ohio, is right next to Yellow Springs, Ohio, and it is a liberal bastion is what it is. There's no way that city would ever come out and support anything J.D. Vance said. They're elected officials. So there's no credibility at all to a public official from Springfield saying, we don't have any firm evidence that that's ever happened. Of course, they're going to say that because they don't want to support Vance in any way, right?
Right.
So I don't, why not focus on the real issue?
I need to know if it was actually a guy carrying a goose. Was it a stuffed goose? Did somebody doctor the picture?
And was it a cooked goose?
There's a man walking down the street and they superimposed a goose and a whole goose in his hands. This is just such a weird taken off on social media.
It's weird that you brought this up because Springfield, as I mentioned, is a very liberal community, right? 58,000 people live there. There are an estimated 15,000 illegal aliens or migrants, that as they refer to them, in Ohio's Clark County. The main city has 58,000. 20% of the people are migrants, it says here, that have been brought in. And it's funny that you bring this up this morning because I just found this soundbite from a lady at the Springfield City Council meeting complaining that she could not get services as a taxpaying citizen because when she goes down there, they're too busy dealing with the illegals. Honestly, you can't make this stuff up. I don't know if she knows about the ducks or not, but I wish somebody would have asked her.
And that's what we have done here in the city. We have just brought too many daggone people to come in here and be able to apply for free stuff. And here we are working, paying those taxes every week for what? What? So she can't get any help? So we can't get through the doors of Social Security so I can file for retirement? Doors are too, you know, it's packed up there all the time.
I mean, gosh, it's true that taxpayers are not able to do things they should be able to do because you're right. The city is so bogged down trying to help all the illegals. There was the soundbite that we played yesterday that was from a small town in Alabama. It was a city council meeting where the residents there were voicing concerns about the influx of the illegals who have been coming to their community. And it got so heated that the city council actually shut down the meeting and said, this, you're basically being racist. They said, this meeting is over. Everyone needs to get out. And you hear people clapping back at the city council and saying, this is ridiculous. How can you possibly do this? How can you shut our meeting down right now? That video has gone viral too, as it should. That's ridiculous. This is coming to St. Louis. This is what our city leaders like Tashara Jones want to do because we have a declining population.
Yep.
And that's their solution. Not to, I don't know, figure out other ways like make the area safer or, I don't know, maybe take away the 1% earnings tax that makes people not want to live here or makes businesses not want to invest here.
That's it.
No, the solution is to bring the immigrants here. They would call them, what is it now?
Migrants.
Newcomers?
Newcomers.
It's the newcomers.
We need the newcomers.
Welcome, newcomers.
This CBS News post, because, you know, again, you got my five-paragraph rule. If you go at the top, it completely dismisses J.D. Vance's claims. And then halfway down, it says, there was a Facebook post in a private Facebook group in Springfield in which a person says that her neighbor's daughter lost her cat, later found it hanging from a branch at a Haitian neighbor's house, according to the Springfield News Sun. There are screenshots of it. It's racked up thousands of views, but because it's in a private Facebook group, CBS News has not been able to independently confirm the authenticity of the post. So in other words, it might have happened, but for now, we're just going to call J.D. Vance a liar.
Well, fake or not, this is what people are talking about, including a vice presidential nominee, including Elon Musk, including Charlie Kirk. So a lot of people are talking about it. So I wanted to bring it up because this story is just odd. And if there is any truth to this, I mean, keep your cats inside, Springfield, Ohio. if you have any pet geese, keep them inside too,
Thank
I guess.
You. Yeah, yeah. I just got back from Ohio, in fact, and I've got a couple of observations to make for you from my weekend trip for my aunt's 100th birthday party. And what it was great to see my family. It's been a while. A whole bunch of us got together, hadn't seen him in years for this occasion. I'll talk more about that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
The gloves are off. This is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Morning Show, on the air and streaming at 971talk.com.
People who are going to vote Democratic and you'll vote Democrat no matter what, they could probably wield out Joe Biden and have, you know, lettuce coming out of his head. They'd still vote. We're so entrenched in who we want already. It's really hard to change minds.
True. I got you down as a Trump guy, Dave. Are you? Are you prepared to say out who you are? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm voting for Trump. I don't know that I'd call myself a Trump guy. Like, if I thought there was a candidate that was better, I would be open to having that. Like, I didn't vote for him in the I wouldn't have voted for him in the Republican primaries, but I'm voting for him now.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Dave Portnoy of Barstool Sports, immensely influential, you know, website guy, right? Everybody follows Barstool on Twitter or X. And I mean, he's got millions of followers. And He admitted, look, I don't know if I call myself a Trump guy. I'm voting for Trump, and here's why. That's the point. If you're having this conversation with someone who's like, well, I don't like Donald Trump. Do you like $1.95 gas? Do you like 2% inflation? Do you like your taxes not going up to be given away to all the illegals they're allowing to walk into the country while our homeless veterans sleep on the streets? They're staying in nice hotels and getting cash cards. The difference couldn't be more clear. Look at the policies. You can put up with a few mean tweets. Sticks and stones will break your bones. The words aren't going to hurt you. You're going to be fine. I heard Jimmy Fallon say this the other day, that if he's got a couple of good friends he hangs around with, one of them is pretty liberal. He said, if that guy ran for office, despite the fact that he's my good friend and I like him a lot, I wouldn't vote for him because I don't agree with his policies. So you have to like someone. He said, there could be somebody running against him who I didn't necessarily like, but I support the policies. That's what you got to look at. So, of course, I'm in Ohio over the weekend, and I saw more Trump Vance signs in southern Ohio, southwestern Ohio there, the area where I grew up, around Cincinnati, Middletown, Ohio, J.D. Vance's hometown. I was there this weekend. I probably drove by the street off Roosevelt there where J.D. Vance grew up, right by the Armco steel plant, which is called something else now. And there were Trump Vance signs all over the place. And it's not just because J.D. Vance is from Middletown. I didn't see a single Harris sign the entire time. And I drove all over southwestern Ohio. And I talked to friends that live there. And they're like, well, you know, I saw one. I've seen one. But that's the kind of the experience. Now, Ohio's not really a swing state anymore. But I do. There's a very competitive Senate race going on there where they're trying to unseat Sherrod Brown, who's been the left-wing liberal Democrat senator from Ohio for a long time. And Bernie Marino's running against him. Those signs are all over the place. So there's a lot of advertising going on, and Trump's name is getting thrown around a lot because he's endorsed Marino, and Marino is the Trump guy trying to defeat Sherrod Brown. It's a big deal. It's nice to go to other areas where you're seeing that kind of passion, because in Missouri, they're not going to spend any money because Trump's going to win Missouri. And in Illinois, they're not going to spend any money because Trump's going to lose Illinois because of Chicago.
I mean, you drive around St. Charles County and I'll see Trump flags and signs, but then you go in the city and it's Kamala Harris Nation.
Yeah. Like it's going to matter. Like it's not going to matter.
Right. As if you're going to convince your neighbor in the city to.
It's going to come down to a handful of states. I heard some speculation this weekend that it might come down to North Carolina.
Really?
And because, you know, if Trump picks up Arizona and Nevada and Harris wins Wisconsin and Michigan, it could all come down to North Carolina. I don't know. It's going to be prime viewing time. You can listen to it right here on 971talk.com tonight. I think Fox coverage starts at 7 here on the radio station. And, of course, the debate starts at 8 o'clock. Looking forward to that. We're going to talk more about that with Gerard Felitti coming up here at about 6:20. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com. The gloves are off. This is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Morning Show, on the air and streaming at 971talk.com.
People who are going to vote Democratic are going to vote Democratic no matter what. They could probably wheeled out Joe Biden and had, you know, lettuce coming out of his head. They'd still vote. We're so entrenched in who we want already. It's really hard to change minds.
True. I got you down as a Trump guy, Dave. Are you? Are you prepared to say that you are? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm voting for Trump. I don't know that I'd call myself a Trump guy. Like, if I thought there was a candidate that was better, I would be open to having that. Like, I didn't vote for him in the I wouldn't have voted for him in the Republican primaries, but I'm voting for him now.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Dave Portnoy of Barstool Sports, immensely influential, you know, website guy, right? Everybody follows Barstool on Twitter or X. And I mean, he's got millions of followers, and He admitted, look, I don't know if I call myself a Trump guy. I'm voting for Trump, and here's why. That's the point. If you're having this conversation with someone who's like, well, I don't like Donald Trump. Do you like $1.95 gas? Do you like 2% inflation? Do you like your taxes not going up to be given away to all the illegals they're allowing to walk into the country while our homeless veterans sleep on the streets? They're staying in nice hotels and getting cash cards. The difference couldn't be more clear. Look at the policies. You can put up with a few mean tweets. Sticks and stones will break your bones. The words aren't going to hurt you. You're going to be fine. I heard Jimmy Fallon say this the other day, that if he's got a couple of good friends he hangs around with, one of them is pretty liberal. He said, if that guy ran for office, despite the fact that he's my good friend and I like him a lot, I wouldn't vote for him because I don't agree with his policies. So you have to like someone. He said, there could be somebody running against him who I didn't necessarily like, but I support the policies. That's what you got to look at. So, of course, I'm in Ohio over the weekend, and I saw more Trump Vance signs in southern Ohio, southwestern Ohio there, the area where I grew up, around Cincinnati, Middletown, Ohio, J.D. Vance's hometown. I was there this weekend. I probably drove by the street off Roosevelt there where J.D. Vance grew up, right by the Armco steel plant, which is called something else now. And there were Trump Vance signs all over the place. And it's not just because J.D. Vance is from Middletown. I didn't see a single Harris sign the entire time. And I drove all over southwestern Ohio, and I talked to friends that live there, and they're like, well, you know, I saw one. I've seen one. But that's the kind of the experience. Now, Ohio's not really a swing state anymore, but I do. There's a very competitive Senate race going on there where they're trying to unseat Sherrod Brown, who's been the left-wing liberal Democrat senator from Ohio for a long time. And Bernie Marino's running against him. Those signs are all over the place. So there's a lot of advertising going on, and Trump's name is getting thrown around a lot because he's endorsed Marino, and Marino is the Trump guy trying to defeat Sherrod Brown. It's a big deal. It's nice to go to other areas where you're seeing that kind of passion, because in Missouri, they're not going to spend any money because Trump's going to win Missouri. And in Illinois, they're not going to spend any money because Trump's going to lose Illinois because of Chicago.
I mean, you drive around St. Charles County and I'll see Trump flags and signs, but then you go in the city and it's Kamala Harris Nation.
Yeah. Like it's going to matter. Like it's not going to matter.
Right. As if you're going to convince your neighbor in the city to...
It's going to come down to a handful of states. I heard some speculation this weekend that it might come down to North Carolina.
Really?
And because, you know, if Trump picks up Arizona and Nevada and Harris wins Wisconsin and Michigan, It could all come down to North Carolina. I don't know. It's going to be prime viewing time. You can listen to it right here on 971talk.com tonight. I think Fox coverage starts at 7 here on the radio station. And, of course, the debate starts at 8 o'clock. Looking forward to that. We're going to talk more about that with Gerard Felitti coming up here at about 6:20. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.